Brett Hollander with Ravens quarterback Tyrod Taylor. And Tyrod, tonight you were a breath of fresh air after a really sloppy first half of play by both teams in some way, shape, or form on both sides of the ball. Tell me about coming in today and kind of, even after kind of a slow start, getting things together on offense.
Even when we came out at halftime, it was still a slow start for the second group. We were able to get things going on the third drive and just get some first downs moving and started moving up the field. Unfortunately, we threw the pick on that drive, but we were able to bounce back and get a big play with Aaron, and I think that's what sparked this and gave us some a little bit of rhythm.
And Tyrod, you probably have as good a look at these receivers battling for their football lives on the 53-man here, and also who's going to be the second, third, fourth, fifth receiver on this team. You've probably gotten as much reps with them as Joe has, and in game time, let's start with Aaron Mollett. What do you see from him?
Just confident in his hands. He's a big receiver, puts a lot of stress on the small DBs, attacks the ball with his hands well. Still young, still learning, but he's confident in his ability. He's going out there and showing up in the game as well.
You found Tannen Doss for a score. Tannen, I think that was kind of his quintessential route, quick, short, over the middle. Tell me about that. Or not over the middle, but on the out.
Yeah, he done a good job, but we actually had Aaron and him on the same side, and we had a slant-flat combination. And Tannen got caught up in the pick, and he was able to catch the ball and get upfield quickly, and it resulted in a touchdown. But Tannen has been playing well and been practicing well, but just try to carry over to the game and try to get as much reps as possible and try to get him balls.
You had something going with Laquan Williams last week. Where is he in this race?
Laquan is a playmaker as well, and we didn't connect on a couple throws today, but – he's a playmaker, like I said. We have competition all across the board, and I think those guys are good with it. They know it's competition, and they're going out there and just making plays.
And finally, Tyrod, for you, it's interesting watching your maturation just in practice and in preseason games over the last few years. It seems to me, and this makes sense considering where you are in your professional career, that you've hit a whole new level. But going back to last year's Cincinnati game, the final game of the year, did that mean something to go out there and prove in a regular season game that you could do your thing and be not only – capable, but really more than capable?
Yes, definitely. It meant a lot to me. I took that game as if it was the biggest game. It was the biggest game in my career at that point. A regular season game, getting a lot of snaps. Of course, we didn't win. That was the disappointing part about it, but I was able to show people that I can play and just trying to carry it over into this preseason. Being into this offense my third year has definitely played a part, and Coach Caldwell has definitely done a good job of getting plays in and putting us in the best situations.